How is Cooperative Extension in the U.S. serving its customers today while addressing the challenges of the future? Rod Bain reports.
The nation's cooperative extension system is 100 years old, and Douglas Steele of Texas A&M AgriLife Extension says this instrument remains strong.
Extension embodies what it means to have a strong educational presence in rural America.
But some may ask how extension remains relevant today and into the future, especially in this day and age where online search engines and encyclopedias and mobile apps can bring information in an instant. Jimmy Henning of University of Kentucky Extension boils it down this way.
It is our research base. It's our relevance to local issues, and it is that relationship base that you can't get with a kiosk, with Google, or with Wikipedia.
And Extension is already addressing some of these challenges. Francis Gould of Louisiana State University says in lieu of natural disasters and emergencies in county Extension service areas,
we have developed the Extension Disaster Education Network. It's a national network, and it's at the fingertips to respond to any kind of issue that arises.
With local Extension agents on the ready to relocate if need be to pass out aid and information to residents. And for a growing base of online and mobile users,
the Extension is one of our 24/7 portals for that information delivery.
4-H remains a vital education tool for young people, but Gould says now complementing that is a new program to bring science and math-based learning into practical application.
Nationwide, 4-H has adopted the STEM program, science, technology, engineering, and math.
Jimmy Henning says going forward, there will be increased efforts by Extension offices to present information faster through tools such as social media, as well as increased service in urban areas. One example of Extension's presence in non-rural locales already exists. In Georgia,
they have a center for urban ag. One of the things that they do, they have online training, and they've done this for 6,000 urban ag businesses.
I'm Rod Bain reporting in Washington, D.C.
I'm Sabrina Hill for AgNetWest.com.